Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 76 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them and their experiences in Destiny and discuss other topics. But this week, we have our hosts, Kingsley Mack, Sin, and Des Raven. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, I am well. I want to first start off by saying I offer my condolences to the Craig family. Craig Butt was unable to make it tonight.
Shop toxin. So hopefully this sounds okay to everyone listening.
Hopefully it'll be seamless.
I heard steamless?
No, not stainless.
Seamless.
Seamless.
Something less?
Yes. Seamless. Survive at all costs. Things. How are you doing?
I'm good. But enough about me, Destiny. No, I feel like there were some interesting things that happened this week. Not in the game. Was it last week I talked about hurting my shoulder?
Right.
We recorded that podcast a little bit later. Three lives. Yes, left. It is much better. Good news, I'm not going to die. I can still game. Yes, so feeling much better.
It's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't have to have an early retirement from Destiny and all other video games.
Right.
Like this week, Kingsley's signing off.
That's what we did with Craig, basically.
Yeah, basically. No more lives
on your side. Oh, man.
Des, I saw you've been playing Final Fantasy some more. How's that going?
You've been playing it a lot, actually, right?
Quite a bit. Quite a lot, yes, indeed. It's kind of still been my primary thing. Just going through, playing a bunch of stuff. Most of which I'm already aware of. Considering for many it's definitely not my first time through.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's good. It's always fun.
I mean, that
other games too.
Yep.
Yeah, then it's like it's a variety of games, so it's not just like the singular thing. So, because I've been switching from Type 0 to 15 to 8, so yeah.
Nice.
Have you been playing any other games yourself, Sin?
Nope.
We'll talk about Destiny in a second.
I do want to. I've been saying it a lot. I do want to play the rest of Borderlands, but unfortunately, just not have had the time or the motivation to go do it. It's just too much that I've been wanting to do on Destiny. I did finish quite a bit, I guess, this week playing that I've been wanting to get done. Still got a lot more to go, but you know, maybe. Maybe in another week or so, as things start to die down and I get more done, maybe I'll start switching over a little.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk real quick about, I've been, I think I talked about it a little bit, but I restarted Horizon Zero Dawn because I never officially got super far in the game when I played it way back in the day. And I'm loving it. I'm really glad I restarted it because I loaded up my save point and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. I just want to go through the tutorials again and do it better this time around. And it's a really fun game. Obviously, people that have played it already know this. But I like adventure games like that. I always love the Assassin's Creed games when they come out. But what's different about this game is I would say like the world is not as expansive sometimes or detailed as Assassin's Creed, but it's pretty much the same. But the gameplay is almost better because the thing about Assassin's Creed is there's like millions of side quests and the visuals are amazing and they have you go to these places that are just so unique. But when you actually get into the fighting quote mechanics, it's very, very, very basic hack and slash, not too many variations. But Horizon Zero Dawn is really fun because they are at least 20 or so base enemy types of different, mech animals, and they have different weaknesses on each one and different places that you'll hit them with your bow or your spear or whatever. And so you really come into each battle, you're saying, okay, this is a group of two of the, you know, longhorn cow type, that's not their name, and then there's the one watcher guy. So I gotta start with my tear arrow, and then I'm gonna follow up with some fire, and it's really interesting because of that. It's not just, hey, I'm running in, hack slash, done. Of course, I always like the silent. I always like that in Assassin's Creed too. So I always try to scope out the situation and see if there's only a few, then I'll just stay in the grass, crouch down, and try to take out one. And then hopefully the other one didn't see that, and then, you know, loop around slowly, and it takes longer, but kind of do those silent but deadly attacks. But I'm enjoying the game. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like a fart.
Have you ever played that, Sam?
Silent but deadly. No, I haven't really played it. I think I actually played it maybe 10, 20 minutes. I had it. I haven't checked. I know you and I talked about it. I wanted to see whether or not I still had the disc, because I think that was one of the games that I had the disc of.
Oh, just disc. You don't have the full digital copy. Gotcha.
Right.
Well, it's fun if you have something else to play. But yeah, you're right. I mean, we'll talk about Solstice since it's wrapping up, and this next month coming up in Destiny might be light. Of course, there's still word on we might have a new exotic quest. We don't know if it'll be coming this next week or still later. There might be some other things, but without knowing for sure, all we really have is Iron Banner this coming this next week, and then nothing much for the... Why is there fireworks outside my house or something?
They're celebrating our awesomeness, that? Yes.
Sorry about that.
It's 4th of July all over again.
Seriously. But, you know, September will probably be a light month. October, yes, we have the Halloween event, but that tends to be even smaller than like something like Solstice, unless it's completely different this year. So people might be moving to other games, but then also I've been following different Discords, and there's talk again of people wanting to raid again in large amounts. I mean, there's always been things here and there, but, you know, we had the big push at the beginning of the season or beginning of Moments of Triumph. We're like, yeah, let's get the 5 old raids in. They're going away. And then it kind of slowed down during Solstice because everyone was hopping onto Solstice. But now I'm starting to hear people buzz up again and say they want to raid. So September could be kind of heavy in raiding, and or October for like the super last minute people that want to get it done, you know, before the new season starts.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people more buzzing about it a little more.
And speaking of, I'll just talk about what I did really quick. I didn't do too many things in the game this week other than one notable thing. We did a raid yesterday as we're recording this. It was Saturday afternoon my time, evening for Mr. Monkey, who is in the UK. Always a pleasure playing with him, but because due to time differences and distance, of course, you know, we have to kind of, sometimes those Saturday afternoons are one of the better times to play with him. And he wanted to do a Spire Stars raid, and we got a good group to go together. We're actually, 3 of us knew it, and 3 hadn't gotten the clear yet. So congratulations to Mr. Monkey, the oldest school, who we also know as Luca, and got to pull up the picture here. Sorry, wasn't ready. And Mogoland. Oh, yeah, my son. Duh. I'm like, who is that? I should know this.
That was his first clear?
My son that often. What's that?
That was his first clear?
Yes. Yeah, he had never hopped in this raid before. And then we had Helios along with me. And of course, Wicked was the other one who knew it. And so.
Nice.
Got it done.
I got my 7th trial win this week, too.
Ooh, congratulations.
So all my glows are done.
Tell us about it.
Well, that was a little rough, not going to lie. Just for the simple fact that I did 2 wins one night, 2 wins another night, and then finally, what was it? Was it last night? Like, no, the night before, Friday night, I got the other 2 wins. So I have the set complete, actually, now.
Get your white glowy pants.
Yep, they are glowing. Nice. So that's all done. I've almost finished my hunter. I've been almost finished my hunter for about a week getting the purple sets. I have one more public event and a couple more Fallen to do, and I'll be done that. And let's see what else. I haven't quite finished my sleeper catalyst yet, but I did work on that a little bit.
I mean, you say that like, are you getting closer?
Yeah, I used it a little bit.
You're like, I haven't quite finished it yet, but I'm at 8%.
I think I'm a little higher than that. I think I'm at like 12% or something like that, maybe even higher.
Yeah, you haven't quite finished it yet.
No, no. One foe. But yeah, we're getting there.
6%, I checked.
Oh, Vigilance Wing Catalyst, I did finish.
Right,
so that's done. Started Jade, but I'm not feeling that in Crucible as much with the gnawing hungers everywhere. Victory is within reach. Yeah. I played a little comp earlier today, and I don't think what else we did. Prophecy Dungeon, you forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. Dez. And Dez has been still in that Final Fantasy bandwagon.
Did you play any Destiny since we last talked?
No.
It's all good. We still have things we want to ask your opinion on later. But I wanted to ask just in case. I didn't want to leave you out.
No.
Soon, though.
I'm looking in the tower here. I just noticed, Sin, or Dez, this... Why is the... Okay, so the flag that's above Eververse, it's only one half, but the other flag to the right of it's both halves. The flag that's, like, down lower. I don't know if anyone's in the tower. It just seems, like, a little off to me. I kind of get it. Maybe... And then I'm going to look over to the other side here. Maybe on the other side it's only one half. Yeah, it's only one half on the right side, too, up higher. So I guess they just wanted to make it look bigger in the middle. So.
Maybe. Sounds legit.
But the flag in the middle, too, has a purple glow, and the one on the sides do not. So I just, it was kind of interesting. I was, like, actually checking this out in more detail. You know, sometimes we kind of ignore or take for granted some of the elemental details that are in the game and the environment. Speaking of, I don't know why... I mean, maybe some of you noticed, like, duh, but it wasn't until I was reading some of the articles, like, there's crates and crap appearing in the tower and at the planets. And we probably talked a little bit about this, but...
Last week, still, and I did, like, check that out.
I wouldn't have... My point, though, is, like, I probably wouldn't have noticed unless I... Because I don't go to the hangar area too often in the tower, because I'm not doing trials too often or anything like that. Tiebreaker active. This is not the end. Your enemy won the round. It'd be interesting to see if that changes even more with the evacuation quest when it finally starts up again.
Which we have no clue when will happen. Final round, and it's
tied. We can pretend it. No, we don't know. Well, Solstice is ending up, but it doesn't matter if, as long as we have gotten to our purple level and we're just getting to Masterwork, the Masterwork stuff can be completed anytime down the road. So if you're still working on getting your Master Nightfall or Seven Trials wins, you can potentially work on that indefinitely until they totally sunset the armor or something like that. But it's good for the people that want to get it right now, I suppose. And then, we can still work on it. But there are other things to work on, and this is kind of what I wanted to bring as a main topic, one of the main things this evening. And Triumphs is kind of like the next big push. I kind of feel like they're bringing this out very strategically, like with Moments of Triumph. I mean, it didn't affect me, and I was already telling you guys and everyone who listens to this that I didn't super care about Moments of Triumph last year, and I'm definitely not going to get suckered in this year. And I don't even know if suckered in is the right word, but even other people I'd listened to that said, yeah, Moments of Triumph isn't really for me so much, but yet they were still hitting it super, super hard. But I actually meant what I said. Like, it wasn't as appealing to me. I just barely did some stuff to get some Triumphs that I wanted, but I didn't finish all my gear because, A, I didn't really care what it looked like, and I don't care about the event as much. But the point I'm making is that, you know, we were all, yeah, Triumph, or Moments of Triumph right now, and Summer Solstice. But now... That's just finishing up, and Destiny put out in the TWAB. And we already kind of knew this, but they're really just digging in. And they're like, okay, these are the Triumphs now. And so now everyone's like, Triumphs, Triumphs, we got to work on Triumphs. Yeah. You did already kind of know this, guys. If you're just starting now, it may be too late, right? Unfortunately, Sin, I think you may not be able to get
Chronicler.
The Demon City one.
Yeah, based on the timing. I really wish they would change that. Knowing that it's going away, doing the every third cycle, I think is a little much. There should have been a better way to do that. You know, we've already been past all the Dreaming City content. It makes more sense if they did adapt a little bit. You know, they adapted for, what, Whisper? After all this time, they made it easier to get into. It was unlocked all public events. Let me see, what else?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, something.
I know there's probably other things they've adjusted. I just can't think of them right now. But I mean, it's a perfect example. That's a good one. Chronicler's going away. You can't order the pin anymore. You know, the bottom line is every 3 weeks to do the Truth to Power quest is a little much.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say, like, if you really cared about the one, you know, you knew Sin. I mean, you could have been working on this whole time, but either do because other things are, like, more, quote, pressing at the time, or maybe you didn't care as much. I mean, I even told myself I didn't know if I cared as much, but I was looking, I like looking through Triumphs again, and every once in a while, and then I was looking a few months ago, I'm like, yeah, I'm really not that far from that, and I better work on it before the season ends. I needed two or three more, and so I kind of, you know, got it done in 2.5 months or however long it took.
Well, it takes longer than that, but I was so far behind. I only did one during that season, maybe two max. Gotcha. So there's what, 10 of them, 12 of them maybe?
See, that's weird. During the season you weren't even doing them, because I feel like that was like one of the weekly things everyone knew to do.
Nope.
Because it was part of the bounties. It was part of, like, the Senate challenges. Did you do all the Senate challenges? I mean, nope. It wasn't part of it. It was part of one of those things to do. Gotcha. Was I not playing with you at the time?
Maybe not as much.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, I missed out. I missed out on it. I blame it on my wife, that crazy redhead of mine that's sitting behind me. As she glared, she turned around, like Exorcist style. And glared and pursed her lips together. Epic. But yeah, I'll be on the Triumph. I'm the Triumph grind here soon, and I've already started clan raids, all arc, all void, Crown of Sorrows runs.
Well, let's first talk about the seals. They're going away. You know, we talked about, of course, Chronicler, which is titles, lore, or Chronicler, and then Destination's Wayfarer, but I know you already have that, Sin. And I don't know which ones you have, Dez, or any are interesting to you of these ones going away. Black Armor, Blacksmith. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, not really. I don't know. Wayfarer, I don't know, for some reason, I was interested in the titles, and... Like, for sure, anyone who loves to chase titles, go for it. I got my one. I think I'm just happy with that.
Which one is that again?
Dresden.
Yes, of course. And interesting enough, that's not going away. Well, I mean, it makes sense because Gambit's still going to be around. Let me just go through the ones. Yeah. Blacksmith, Reckoner, and then Shadow. Okay, Sin, so you can't get... I mean, yeah, if anyone hasn't been working, you can't start Chronicler today and get it done in time.
No.
Wayfarer, you probably could, but boy, you'd have to hit that hard. Blacksmith and Reckoner, same thing. Shadow, also. Shadow might be, for someone who raids a bit, one of the, quote, easier ones to get. I was looking through it the other day, too, and really the only hard thing left to get would be a flawless Chronosaro raid, which... I feel like at this point I could do, you know, you just need to be with a group where no one dies in that middle jumping part that ironically might even be the hardest thing to do, you know, even for people with long experience. I don't think I've ever been with a group, even experienced people. I mean, I've been with people where we've done the jumping puzzle in one go, like we didn't team wipe, but I don't think No one died. I think there was at least one or two deaths. Usually it's like bumping into someone or, you know, something like that.
You gotta be
going, oh no. Falling to his death.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah, it's definitely a little bit rough. You're trying to do it. You know, I'd hope they would have been a little bit easier if you don't team wipe, you could get it. That would be a little bit easier.
Well, it'd be a lot easier, really. It's just, yeah, because it's experienced crews. Like, I've been through Last Wish a lot, actually, back when we used to run it with some other people. What, 3-4 months in, we were running it a lot. Again, I don't know if you're in that crew, but I know for sure we've gotten through the encounters without team wiping, but I can't say there wasn't any deaths.
Right.
That's the really hard part. It's just even the one or two people, just something crazy happens, you know, they still know what they're doing really well, but just some bad luck or something like that.
Right. One day we'll try it.
Well, like I said, I might actually try Kronosaur. I need a Last Wish, even though that's not going away, but I'm kind of getting some interest in that type of stuff. But all the other seals are sticking around, including there will be three new ones in Beyond Light. One called Beyond Light. Well, it's a Beyond Light tag, but the actual seal name is Secret Season 12, and the actual seal name is Secret. And then another one where totally secret, we don't know what it is yet, just says redacted. So three different ones to try for. At least at the beginning, which probably more down the road, like a season 13, season 14 or something like that, whatever they decide to call them. And what's interesting is, I don't know if anyone pulled up in the TWAB, the beautiful new looking Triumph screen. It looks so clean and elegant and crispy.
They changed the background color of it too, it looked like.
Yeah.
Kind of darkened it up, made it a little bit more ominous, I guess you would say.
I like this. Yeah, it'll be a good way to get excited and go into the Triumph some more and just seeing what's available. Now, they will have a legacy section, which is cool, for Triumphs that are not available anymore, especially everything to do with lore, because one may ask, well, when the lore isn't available anymore, are they just going to remove it? Is it going to be like D1 where we can only see it online or through Ishtar or something like that? Nope. It will be in the game in a legacy section. In fact, it will all be, quote, readable, unlocked. It won't show that you've earned it, but it will be readable as if you've opened it and earned it.
That's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
It's pretty cool. However, here's the thing, Sin, that may bug you. Or some people, the OCD or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. But, like, it will not be fully lit up saying that you've earned it. So they said if you want it to show you've earned it, again, now's your chance. Because for some people, it may be even worse. I don't know, not me. But, you know, it's one thing if you just don't see it, you know, like, whatever, it's not there. But to see it, but to not show that you've earned it
right
when everything else is lit up, you know, I don't know, that might bug some people. Again, though, if you haven't been working on Truth to Power this whole time, it's kind of screwed. I don't know if there's anything you can do. You can do the two, quote, cheese method if you come in right before reset. So you can do two each time, but then that's still, you only have about 2 months left. So maybe four at most before the season ends.
Yeah. Probably most, like you said. And I'm not on during reset. I work. I can't do the cheese method. It's just not possible for me to do it.
Which of you will survive? Yeah, I've never even... I always forget when it comes around. That's part of the problem, right? With it being on a 3-week rotation.
Right.
I got it done, but I had always meant to do the cheese method and I always forgot. 3 lives left. Anything else about Triumphs? We're just like, whatever.
I'm actually excited for it. I think it'll be... What they're doing is going to be new and exciting. Obviously, I'm excited for the new content in general, so. Only time will tell.
Yes. All right. And of course, there is the big thing that shows one of the Triumphs has a symbol on it that has those two
upside
down triangles, and they said that's the symbol that
New Vanguard.
Well, that what's his name had, especially when he was set for D1 as a. I'm not even saying this right, but as like a supposed vendor or whatever. That's, gosh, Jess, help me. The guy that killed Cade.
Aldrin.
Aldrin, yeah. So the talk of the town is that this is going to be, because they're showing these triumphs are very clearly created out into destinations also. So the word on the street is Aldrin will be the vendor of the Cosmodrome.
Interesting. Nothing changes. Take them out. I think I did hear that now that you mentioned it like that, yes.
They showed a picture of him with some armor that had those two upside down triangles from some D1 something or another. Anyways, I don't even really care, but it's nice having new or things that come back, but I'm excited about the Cosmodrome in general and you know, vendor and whatever it is. If it's older, and that's great. We can, Guardians can come over and teabag and whatever. All right.
Aldrin teabags.
The Aldrin. You know they're going to make it, of course, where you can't shoot, like, you know, a lot of the vendors. You get into that little close zone. Or else everyone will want to be shooting him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
1 minute left. The enemy is out.
And then the other interesting topic I wanted to bring up this week is about... and this is just all just a silly speculation thing. It doesn't matter, but it's. I kind of wanted to bring up because of some things that Sin always hopes for. But
Disney content vault, new coding, new. What you want to call it?
I don't think there's anything else to say about that this week, unless you have anything else, Sin.
No,
I know, right?
Just seeing if Gator's listening.
Yeah, what? Now he's listening. No, but about the Destiny content vault and predicting the order in which things will come back. So, Sin, what do you predict? When will Wrath of the Machine come back? Because you keep saying it's coming back soon.
It's coming back. I know it is. I'm going to say...
If you had to guess.
Holiday 2020.
Respectable enough. It's nothing like too out of the ordinary, but nothing that, you know, but it might be too soon also. No lives left for anyone. Dez, other than what we know is coming back, Vault of Glass and Cosmodrome, what are you would be most looking forward to coming back of D1 content other than the ones we already know?
I can't say there's anything that I'm really looking forward to more coming back than anything else, you know? Both teams
out of reserve. I hear you.
I mean...
Whatever.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah. Because, man, I've had good moments with pretty much all the content and all the raids, so there's no downer. You know, in particular, it's not... not one of those like, oh, I wish this wouldn't come back and because this was bad times or whatever. Which, you know, I also haven't been on Twitter, so I have no idea what the general feel of the consensus is. So if I got that right, I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of stoked to find out what's next, to be honest.
Yeah,
to see what
true.
We can dip back into.
And again, so, this doesn't even really matter. We're not even into... this new content season yet, but it's
yeah.
Like, and people are like, oh, what's going to come after that? But I don't know. It was a fun little quick talking point because again, I'll get to
Wrath
in a second.
Yeah. I'm just entirely the wrong person to ask that question.
Because, it's all good.
Yeah. Cause I mean, yeah, whatever comes out, I mean, they could skip to like Rise of Iron Era and give us back the Plague Lands. That's what they called them, right? Plague Lands.
Was that it? Is. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, but yeah, then give us that back. I mean, you know.
that is a question of, we don't really know. They said we're getting the Cosmodrome, but that really could mean Cosmodrome with Plague Lands or Cosmodrome without Plague Lands, especially since
it's gonna be,
that was clearly separated in D1.
Yeah, I was about to say, I doubt that's going to... No. I doubt that, because it was very specific. Because, yes, there were parts of the Cosmodrome in the Plague Lands, but it was like a distinct area.
Yeah, and that does seem to be the consensus, that we will be getting the non-Plague Lands version of the Cosmodrome in Beyond Light.
And when we get the Plague Lands version, everybody's going to shit their drawers. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Crap their pants.
We know that, I'm going over just an article here, we know that, of course, Vault of Glass is coming then somewhere in year 4. You know, again, what does that mean? Like, is it going to be a direct you pick from the director, or are they somehow bringing in part of Venus, just that intro part, like as a map? Probably not, but maybe. I don't know. It's not like we're probably expecting a whole new planet sometime in year 4, because we're just getting Europa and Cosmodrome. But anyways, the next expansion after that, fall 2021, is the Witch Queen. Fight smart. And for whatever reason, the general consensus is it would make sense for Dreadnought to come back then.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, people kind of want it anyways. It's a popular one.
Yeah.
It's one of the most requested ones.
I mean, that is when we learned about the entire trio anyway, mm-hmm. So...
Yeah. So it might fit in.
Thematically, logically... That connects well, but then again, we'll see.
Exactly, we'll see, yeah. Just silly speculation. But then along with that, within this, quote, year 5 for the Witch Queen, and they don't even have to bring out these raids at the beginning of fall 2021, but then sometime in year 5, I guess thematically it would make sense with Vault of Glass coming for us now in year 4, year 5, we might get King's Fall and or Crota's end for raids, is what's written here.
1 minute. Your neck and neck
serves. King's Fall.
Then, yeah, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Especially with the Dreadnoughts coming back. I mean, and then Lightfall. This is where it really starts getting more like
dark.
Just not even reading the tea leaves, but kicking the sand and seeing which way. Just make a total wild guess. But one guess that someone wrote is Venus. For fall 2022, because it's a solid zone that people like. But then within that year, that is when we could maybe get the Plague Lands and Wrath of the Machine Sin. So
and Destiny Online,
Destiny Online, because it's not online right now. Your opponents
have a lead. Westworld of Destiny.
Robot Destiny robots are going to take over our world. But that's a long time to wait, Sin. Are you going to be happy? Wrath of the Machine, year 6, maybe even 2023, sometime in there.
I got to do what I got to do to get it. Or just go back and play the original.
Yeah, that's true. Which, who knows? Maybe we should do. We would love to run some D1 raids with anyone who is interested coming up in these next couple of months.
Yep, hit us up.
I mean, there's a lot of other good content in D1. There's like Mars and Prison of Elders type stuff. That's even a little more vague of where and how that would fit in. They don't have to bring in everything, of course, either. But with how many years we have left and the ease of bringing stuff back versus just totally creating a new zone. 1 minute. Two new zones or whatever. I mean, this is all plus. There's some good content they can bring in.
Right.
I know, Sam, I want Vault or Wrath of the Machine also, but probably will be a while for D2.
While.
Well, that's it for our main talking points this week. We are looking forward to what's coming up. At least I somewhat am. I definitely am.
2 months. 2 months is going to be of the wait.
We don't even have like a big time trailer yet. When have they brought those out in the past? Even though the season's been delayed, didn't we get like big trailers in July-ish, I feel like, or was it in August? I feel like it's about time we can start getting the big trailer.
I really don't remember when it was, but I want to say it's probably going to be fairly soon, or at least I'd like to think, now that they're teasing stasis all over the place.
Yeah, and we still have the Hunter reveal. Well, the Hunter details on stasis.
Right.
Which we haven't even seen yet.
Stay tuned this week.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else anyone wants to bring up for this week?
Yeah, we'll keep it light.
Keep it light, keep it easy.
Keep it light.
We'll ask. Sin, did you ever finish 7 Remake?
No. I need to.
You do. One day. I want to know. I'm actually curious because I would love to know, like, an outsider's perspective of the ending of that.
Oh, now I gotta do it.
Yeah, because being a Final Fantasy player, like, the ending hit me in a way, but I'm curious, like, someone who isn't aware, how would they take the ending as a whole, you know? Right. I do have to ask that because, again, it's curious because I know I experienced it a way. I've seen other fans of the series experience it a way, which aligned with me, but I haven't seen someone that's not aware like go through that, so awesome. It's just a point of curiosity for me.
Well, when this slow time hits in the next week or so, I'll do it.
And you will report back.
And I'll report back live.
Live. Yep. All right, well, we always ask the listeners, too, if there are certain topics you want us to talk about, I mean, let us know. If you're getting bored about us talking about what's coming up in the game and you just want us to, like, talk about, we'll always talk about what we want to talk about, but we want to hear from you also.
It doesn't matter what they want. We'll always talk about what we want.
I'm just kidding. Like, certain specifics, like... probably more Crucible stuff. I mean, you kick my butt to talk about Crucible stuff. So let us know. Or any other questions, let us know in our podcast discussions, ideas, or questions for the show channel. Don't you love it? It's so long.
Your team love it. Out of lies. No
lies left for anyone. You didn't say something I was expecting you to say, Sin.
I try to keep it strange.
Yeah. And we ask everyone to please consider joining our Discord if you haven't done so. We will post the link in our show notes. And let us know if you have any ideas for guests. We do have some coming up really soon, actually. So, you know, we like to mix it up, have some weeks where we're just chill, have some weeks with guests. But you will know this next one if you are any good Destiny player and listen to other Destiny podcasts.
And if you don't, suck it. That's all I got to say.
Nobody's going to know this next guy.
No.
They're way too obscure. They're a bunch of nerds.
Were you expecting that one, Kingsley?
I wasn't. That was a perfect response. I know. Well, that is it. Sin, what's your favorite dessert again? No, we don't need to go there.
Tiramisu.
Tiramisu. With soaked in rum, right?
Oh my god, it sounds good right now. Rum. Monica, I need dessert now.
Make me a sandwich. Make a dessert.
Get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich. No. She would beat me or steal my soul.
As she should. As she should.
Pretty sure steal my soul.
Well, I want to thank everyone, too. We have such an awesome community. Everyone's really kind to each other and looks out for each other. And if there's anything we can do to help out anyone, let us know. Well, with that, Dez, where can the lovely listeners find you, good sir?
You can find me, much as always, on Twitter at DES_Raven, or you can catch me lurking within the Discord.
We're in the club.
Yeah.
That too.
The Guardian of the Club.
As you will.
Go ahead, Sin.
You can find me at club. I'm gonna hit that club. Speaking of club, I did DoorDash and ordered from this place that's fairly local to me. And after talking about the name of it and then looked it up after I already had the food in hand, it looks like it was a nightclub close to where I'm at. I thought the food was kind of decent, not going to lie, but...
You know, that is actually something interesting that I've seen some too, like DoorDash, Postmates. You can get deliveries from all sorts of unique places, not just the typical like local restaurants, chains, or whatever. I see you can get deliveries even from like 7-Eleven or Walgreens, so oh, yeah. I'm not surprised you can get delivery from a club. I found we have like a local movie... It was a dinner theater place, you know, because of COVID, it's like all out, you know, nothing like that's going on right now. But they offer their food via delivery through DoorDash. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Nice. Yeah, I started using DoorDash more recently, so. But anyway, you can find me over on twitch.tv/SinMedia, Sin is C-Y-N, and over on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley. Take us out.
You take your underscore media and shove it. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places. On Twitch, where I stream occasionally, mostly if I'm raiding. But on Twitter, I am MC Kingsley. You can find our show at our website, theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was going to mention, because I was thinking right now, I forgot to mention... I would want to do it before, but it's fine now. Also, please also check out lfg.destinypodcasts.com if you want to find groups to play with, most specifically raiding, but you can use it for anything. It will post in our Discords automatically if you create a group up and pick a time that works best for you. And then people can join on that. Of course, you're always still welcome to just post in the Discord, hey, let's do something. But we have that great website if you want to check it out. And then along with that, though, if you just go to destinypodcasts.com or www, we keep an updated list of known Destiny podcasts. If there's any we're missing, let us know. There's one more I'm going to be adding. Shout out to Truth Lives. He gave me permission now to add his podcast. So they're a community, too.
What? He has a podcast?
Yes, he has a Destiny podcast.
Wait, what? Send. The name of it?
It's called the Forsaken Brotherhood Clan Podcast.
Why am I just now finding out about this?
I said why. It's new, and they weren't sure if they wanted it listed yet. Anyways, I will be adding that to the list also.
Might be checking it out.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, with that, I think that's all... The deets.
Housekeeping.
So, what?
All the housekeeping.
Housekeeping. All the deets.
All the deets.
All the all. But we want to thank you for tuning in again this week and giving us a listen. We really, really appreciate it. And have a good week.
Bye. Bye.